Good morning, everyone. Hope you all are having a good day so far. never ceases to amaze me how different people have different opinions about the Bible and so on. But anyway, we're continuing to, Mark is continuing to read through the book, God Does Not Love Everyone, but He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting. He started in part one yesterday. That, of course, is on the chapter 32. And today he's going to continue part two on the same chapter. And then what will happen is tomorrow he'll go into God being in the matter. He'll start reading in chapter 33. This is to me is a very important chapter because I was 37 years old before I heard anything about the doctrine of election and predestination and being predestinated unto adoption and so on. And so, you know, you say, well, why do you always want to talk about predestination and election? Well, I guess the reason I spend so much time on it is because I never heard about it, and I want to make sure other people hear about it, okay? Most people, all they ever hear is, you know, just as I am without one plea, O Lamb of God, I come. And that's not the gospel. The gospel is, for those whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. We're just as I am in there. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Mark. Hopefully he'll read slowly and loudly so you can hear this.
Good, now hath he reconciled the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and provable in his sight. Colossians 1:11-20. Paul says, we have been given evidence of our election, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and the Holy Ghost. And much assurance, as you know, what manner of men we were among you for your sake. You became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith the God word is spread abroad. So that we need not to speak anything, for they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for the Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. This cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which is in Judea, or in Christ Jesus, for ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have the Jews. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 1:4-6, 8-10, 2:13-14, 5-24. We see again the contrast displayed by the Apostle Paul from those who have been given the faith of Christ and those who have not, and the result upon each group of people in particular. Flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. He shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in the saints. Be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you is believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, the work of faith with power. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God. Lord Jesus Christ. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in righteousness. We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved in the Lord, because God hath from the beginning shows you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel, the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1:8-12, 2:7-14. Paul says that his acknowledging of the truth, the fact that he was an apostle and servant of Jesus Christ, and the hope he was of eternal life, is all according to faith in God's elect, was promised before the world began. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to faith in God's elect, the knowledge and the truth which is after godliness, hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Titus 1:1-12. Contrast is shown to those who are not the elect of God, and to the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and every good work reprobate. Titus 1:15-16. Next time, chapter 33, the perfect sacrifice.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark, and that completes chapter 32. We'll continue in chapter 33 tomorrow, and I must say that the longer I live, the more I find that there are such a diversity of opinions about the Bible. It's just mind-boggling, you know? But anyway, I'm glad that God knows all things, and he predestinated all of his people, and that they will all be recipients of the gift of faith if they're one of his, and we can take that to the bank. You know, yesterday my bank account got locked out because of a password glitch, you know, and I had to call the bank to get the password taken care of. Well, the password's already been taken care of for God's people. God's the password. Jesus Christ is the password. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. And that takes us into the eternal bank of everlasting life. God bless.